I'm Erin Fairbanks, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everyone is holding up in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. So I'm here with Lisa Klieg, Director of Programming for CJECO, the Council of Jewish Emigre Community Organization. Lisa, how has your community been holding up post Storm Sandy?
Well, we have a large portion of the community that has been hit very hard. We have seniors who are trapped on upper floors of high-rise buildings without power, water, or access to food. We have people whose homes and businesses have been destroyed. But having said that, we've had an incredible outpouring of volunteers, of the rest of the community who has come out and really banded together, and everyone has been trying to do their part to make sure that everyone is fed, warm, and feeling okay for the time being.
And for those of you who aren't familiar with the organization, can you tell us a little bit about the populations you serve?
Sure. So CJECO is the central coordinating body of the Russian Jewish community of New York. There's about 250,000 Russian Jewish people living in New York, which is about one-fifth of the entire Jewish population of New York. So, and obviously this ranges from toddlers to the most elderly and everybody in between. So it's a vast community which there's a large concentration of the population living in the South Brooklyn area, which is the area hit most in this case by Hurricane Sandy. But we're also, you know, throughout Manhattan and in Westchester and in Queens and, you know, throughout the entire New York City region.
And I'm just curious, kind of prior to the storm, I mean, how does the outreach with getting ready, getting people prepared for the storm differ in a community that, you know, English may not be the first language? I mean, how does information travel there, and were people able to prepare in any way?
I think that the information that was provided to everybody, not just the Russian Jewish community, but all of New Yorkers, was underestimated, to be sure. People just were not prepared for the amount of damage that actually took place. In the aftermath, I have to say that social media has been easily the most important tool in all of our communication. Aside from the people who are without power, who don't have access to any kind of communication, everybody else has really banded together through Facebook, through emails, through Twitter. The Russian Jewish community is large and diverse, and there's different subgroups, and this is really the first time in many years at least, that the entire community is showing in complete cohesiveness, where organizations that normally don't work together are collaborating in ways that coming up with new ways to partner, and it's partnerships all across the entire network. It's pretty incredible.
That is great to hear. Now, your population, you said, does have a concentration in the Coney Island, Brighton Beach, Sheepshead
yes.
Bay areas. What are those areas looking like now with regards to access to power, heat, and water?
Electricity is starting to come back on, but that doesn't mean that heat is coming back on. So the problem right now, for instance, today, our biggest problem is making sure people are warm. So over the last week, we have made sure to deliver food and water and flashlights to people. But the most urgent need at this moment is to get people warm.
So if people want to get engaged and volunteer, they can visit you at www.cojeco.org. What are your biggest needs right now? I mean, what should we be directing people towards? Giving time, cash, blankets? What's most helpful?
Well, we need everything, honestly. But I think volunteer efforts, basically people who are willing and able to come down to South Brooklyn and physically bring up heaters, physically bring up food and water to people who don't have access to those things, that's probably the biggest concern. Of course, funds for these supplies are important as well. But volunteer power, manpower, the sheer ability for people, especially during the week when most people are working, if anybody has the capacity to take a weekday and come out and volunteer, that would be vastly appreciated.
And how are people getting to you? I mean, what does the public transit service look like in your area?
A lot of the trains are running. So the only trains at this point that aren't running are in downtown Manhattan. So as long as you can get to a hub such as J Street Borough Hall, where you can transfer to all of the other lines, then public transportation is available.
Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us Sorry, giving us an update from this, I think, really underreported area. Is there anything else we should make sure our listeners are aware of?
Just to keep an ear to the ground, because our needs change from day to day. The needs of our community members change day to day, and it really is underreported. And so if people could, you know, join us on Facebook and like Kajeko on Facebook and stay tuned to updates, that would probably be the best thing that people can do right now.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. And we will continue to follow up and provide an outlet for you to share the needs of your community. And thank you so much for your work right now.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio or on Facebook, Heritage Radio Network, for updates and more info on the response to Superstorm Sandy.